WHTC News Time is now 7:42, and it's time to talk with Jack Pifron from City Flats Hotel. And Jack, this is a segment that really any time I get an opportunity to talk about food, and I think I say this every single time I speak to you, my eyes light up and my mouth and starts to water, but we've got some really cool things for me because Spadafora is an Italian name. But we're talking about bruschetta, your version of bruschetta, among the other things that we'll be talking about today. But what is your version of bruschetta you'll be making at the hotel?
Oh, it's just our chef's recipe for it. It's the traditional type, but
okay,
just the way he cooks it.
Outstanding. What other recipes do we have on tap?
Yeah, for all month long, March, starting on Saturday, we have the Taste of Tuscany. So we have the bruschetta for $8. We'll have marinated calamari salad. That's the rings and tentacles tossed with fresh tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and a tangy vinaigrette for $11. And a veal scallopini. That's thin slices of veal sautéed with mushrooms, onions, and garlic, served over roasted gold potatoes and wilted spinach for $21. So all month long, you can kind of get more of an Italian flair off of our dinner menu in City View Bistro in Holland than you normally can.
That's fantastic. That certainly catches my eye. We talked last week about this. I just remembered, you guys have your own beer. How was it? You said you were going to taste it. Did you get a chance to taste it or no?
You didn't get a chance to? You know what?
That's a big letdown.
Yeah, we had the beer dinner Friday, which was great. It was a great success. I went on Saturday hoping to taste some, but it was gone. So.
Really?
Yeah, it was a bummer.
That is a big bummer. Remind us again what the beer is.
Yeah, it was a red pepper ale. It was from Hideout Brewing Company. They created it for our beer dinner, which was last Friday celebrate Beer Week in Grand Rapids. So there was Cool Brews Hot Eats and Beer Week all going on downtown. So
yeah,
they had created that beer for us to pair with some food we created for this beer.
Well, I guess that's a good thing that it was gone. That means it must have been a good beer.
It must have been.
Yeah.
I was excited to try it, and now I lost my chance.
That's disappointing. Will they be making any more for you, or is it just kind of this one-time thing?
You know, I don't know. I'd have to check with our chef over there and see if they would make more for us if we ever had another special to pair with that. I'm sure they would.
Maybe we'll find out next week. I don't know. But also, this is something else that we want to talk about that I used to do with my family and my grandparents, Sunday brunch. And you guys have a big offering on Sunday as well.
We do. So we used to run Sunday brunch just on special occasions, Easter, Mother's Day, things like that.
Yeah.
But now we do Sunday. We still do the large Sunday brunch on Easter and Mother's Day, which we'll probably be talking about soon. But now we do Sunday brunch every Sunday. So that's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. We have 20 different options per week. Those range from the breakfast staples, eggs and bacon, French toast, those things, to carving stations, which rotates, and seasonally rotating entrees, vegetables, and salads. So every week it's definitely different in what you can get. And it's $14.95 for adults, $7.95 for kids 5 to 12, and kids 4 and under eat free for the Sunday brunch buffet. So it's really easy. There's a huge selection, desserts, everything. What could be easier,
Yeah.
Better than making it at home sometimes.
Absolutely.
Especially if you have a crowd.
We're speaking with Jack Pifron from City Flats Hotel. Jack, what was the reason to start doing Sunday brunch every Sunday? Was there just a high demand for it?
There was. Our chef saw demand for it when we did these special occasions, and we tried it out, and it's been so popular ever since. So, we're definitely going to keep doing that. So it's been almost a year now that we've been doing it every Sunday, and the response has been awesome.
That's fantastic. Anything else you want to mention this morning?
No, I think that's probably it.
Okay. Oh, I see here, too, that there's the Wind Up and Down downtown. What's that about?
Oh, right. Wind Up Downtown, that's every Wednesday at both of our hotels, so City Scene in Grand Rapids and City View Bistro and City Scene Lounge in Holland. Every Wednesday, so that would be tonight from 4 p.m. to close, you can enjoy half off our bottles of wine at $90 or less. So if there's a wine you've seen on our list that maybe just seemed a little too much for a Wednesday night for you, tonight would be the perfect night to try it because it'll be half off.
All right. That sounds all fantastic, and I will definitely have to get out and try those Sunday brunches sometime because breakfast is my favorite meal. But Jack Pifron from City Flats Hotel, thanks, Jack, and I look forward to hopefully we can figure out if that beer is going to be something permanent or not.
Definitely going to have to look into that.
All right, Jack, I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jack Pifron from City Flats Hotel.